I just wanted to let that play for a little bit. That's just a kick-ass tune. Welcome into another great edition of Spore... it's Board Check, of course. That makes me Jeremy the Impact York. That makes me slightly delirious. It could be all the rain, could be the cold weather, could be all of it. There as well. Now, we all know what this means. That means it's time to talk hockey if we were on Board Check, right? Right. Quick announcement. I will try to remember it at the end as well, but quick announcement. As far as Impact Media and our hockey road trips, more than likely this Sunday's game between the Greenville Swamp Rabbits and the Atlanta Gladiators right here will probably be the last Impact Media kind of road trip game for this season. Still got plenty in the fall, stuff like that. But it will, any chance of you wanting to try to come hang out with us, come talk hockey, come do some fun stuff, any of that kind of thing, Sunday is probably going to be it. We got a bunch of other stuff on the docket, things. But as far as hockey, this we go in April, but if I was a betting man, since how organized well a lot of our trips, I would bank on this probably being it. Now, I want to get into. I'm gonna go through the team stuff first, then the NHL stuff. Things that happened. There were some scary things that happened, and there's some puzzling things that happened. Let's start with the Canes, right? All right, first of all, announcement as far as the Canes. They will host the 2021 NHL Stadium Series, which will be in Raleigh at Carter-Finley Stadium. That, of course, is where NC State plays their home games, their football games. And on February the 20th, opponents, not yet announced. I believe they have asked the Canes suggestions, and ultimately they're gonna try to find the game that's best for everybody involved, because you definitely want a sellout, which I'm pretty sure it's going to be, even if they played against themselves. But some opponents right off the top of the head that I think would be cool. I'm going to take a few of these from the Canes cast, Mike Maniscalco and Mike Smith. Yeah, Capitals first one to come to mind because of the rivalry. I agree. They named a couple other ones. They said like Tampa. Okay. Small ones like that. Nah, I want to see. Now, they mentioned Edmonton. Edmonton would be fun. Because I think they're very similar teams as far as the kind of up in both these teams. Quick off the top of the head. Minnesota wouldn't look that bad. Minnesota would be okay. I really wouldn't mind. Let's see. Somebody from the West Coast, maybe. And no, I'm not trying to hint around it. I'm actually scanning through teams off the top of my head. Nashville already played one. Dallas played one. A bunch of other stuff. I don't know. Insert your favorite team here. I honestly think if it's not the Capitals, I would go with the Oilers because Vancouver. There's one. Vancouver. Be kind of an interesting draw over here, but Vancouver I think would be interesting. And I'm not going to say pencil that in. It's a far away stretch, but God, what day is February 20th? Of next year. Let's look. That would be a Saturday. Just gonna throw this out there a little bit. Don't read too much into it. That could be a fun game to go to. I would consider that. At Raleigh is not that far away from where I sit right now. Gonna have to think about that one. Let's see. Let's action from the Canes on Tuesday. They took on the Dallas Stars in Dallas. As a loss 4-1. Aho had the long goal. Peter Mrazek with 33 saves in the losing effort. On Friday, they hosted the Jersey Devils. Had the big win 5-2. That's going to be a theme here in a minute. Where Edmondson, Fogel, Niederreiter, Svechnikov, and Necas all had goals in that one. Mrazek with 35 saves in the turnaround win. They hosted the Edmonton Oilers that I just mentioned on Sunday, where they lost that one 4-3 in overtime. Sebastian Aho with 2 goals and James Reimer with 20. Saves in the losing effort. And then this past Tuesday, they went to Nashville, won that one 4-1, where Jordan Staal, Sebastian Reiter, and Andrei Svechnikov all put them in the back of the net. And Peter Mrazek, 28 humongous saves in that one. Your upcoming Hurricanes. This Friday, they will host the New York Rangers at 7 o'clock. And another 7 p.m. puck drop as they go Tuesday, Saturday night on that one. Let's move to the Predators. No big announcement there. But the Predators on this past Thursday hosted the Islanders. Got the big win 5-0 in that one, where Smith had his great hat trick. Ekholm and Grimaldi with the other 2 goals. Man, he was on fire that night. And he has been here recently anyway. Between him and Turris are just lighting everybody up. Saros with the big shutout win and 31 saves. Saturday, they traveled to St. Louis, won that one 4-3 over the defending champs, where Turris, Arvidsson, Duchene all had goals in that one. Saros, 23 saves in the winning effort. On the flip side, on Sunday, they hosted the St. Louis Blues, where they won that one 2-1. Turris and Smith, arguably the two hottest scorers in the league. Let's see, where was that at? And then on Tuesday, they had the loss 4-1 to the Predators, where Johansson had the only goal and saves. Upcoming schedule for them. This Friday, they will travel to Chicago to take on the flailing up the river, not only without a paddle, maybe not without a boat, Chicago Blackhawks. 8:30 puck drop there. 8 p.m. puck drop on Saturday as they will host the Columbus Blue Jackets. You know, there's another team, maybe throw that in against the Canes. Columbus would be fun. Let's move to the Gladiators. The Gladiators played last Friday. Lost 5-3. In Florida versus the Everblades. Marchand, Neely, and Malatesta with the goals in that one. Booth, 34 saves. On Saturday, lost 5-2 in Estero, Florida to the Everblades as well, where Frazee and my captain, Derek Nesbitt with the goal there, adding to his amazing career stat. Nell with 26 saves in the losing effort there. On Sunday, they went to Orlando, lost to the Solar Bears 5-2, where Peterson and Mesner had the goal in that one. And then this past Tuesday, they had the win, because they scored 5 goals. Apparently that was the trick. They won 5-4 as they hosted the Adirondack Thunder, where Frazee had 2, Aslan has 2, and Collins had the 5th saves in that one. Upcoming this weekend, On Friday, they host Orlando, 7:35 puck drop there. On Saturday, they will travel to Stingrays, 6:05 puck drop there. And on Sunday, the game I just told you about, which I will mention one more time, maybe more, I remember, they will host the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, 2:05 puck drop there. Let's move to the Rabbits. On Friday, they lost 4-3. LaCroix and Pecoraro all had goals in that one. The Ghost Rider, Jeremy Hellvig, with 30 saves in the losing effort there. On Saturday, they went to South Carolina, lost 4-3, where Baptista, Heath, and LaCroix all had goals there. Ghost Rider, again, 43 saves in this one in the losing effort. Wasn't a good week. We'll just put it that way. Because all Tuesday, they lost 6-2 versus the same Stingrays, where Nault and Marcinou had the goals. Hellvig, 22 saves. Kupski with 4 in mop-up duty. Upcoming schedule this weekend, Friday, they will host the Wooster. Who is Wooster? Oh, I forgot what Wooster's thing was. So let's look that up real quick in real time, because of course that makes a great radio and podcast audio file is when we have to look up things in the middle of it. Better yet, let's see. So we can get this to come up real quick. Railers, there we go. The Wooster Railers. That's who they who they will host on Friday night, 7:05, Saturday night, 7:35, and then on Sunday. I think they only play one or two other times, but on Sunday. Our Greenville Swamp Rabbits are going to travel right down the road here to the Big ATL to take on our Atlanta Gladiators. I said 2:05 on that one. I believe it is youth night day, whatever. Probably at least one of the intermissions, and I'm pretty sure post-game. You will... see a lot of great youth action, local action. There's a good chance I might know one of the goalies. Not just because we do advanced scouting, but we'll put it that way. But if he is there, hey, we'll maybe try to get some comments from him, see what he thought. But that's going to be a big game. Like I said, it might be the last game we attend this year. I got some other stuff on the docket that are going to be a lot of fun through other Impact Media stuff. Now, I want to get into a little bit of NHL stuff. Boomeister, as he collapsed and in between periods. I believe he is recovering and at home, and we wish him the speediest of recoveries. Not just to get on the ice, because at the end of the day, like I say, be a good human. Jay's a good human, so I just want him to be healthy, happy. You know, if that means he continues to play, great. If that means he doesn't play anymore, great. It's about being healthy for his family. And just wish him the best in a speedy and in good recovery. Okay, let's go to that. The Minnesota Wild have fired their head coach, Bruce Boudreau. Dean Evason is taking over. Just to throw out some names of people they could consider. These are the usual suspects that are available at the moment. You can stay with Evason, obviously. Mike Babcock, grizzled veteran. Doug Waite, Peter Laviolette, and Gerard Gallant, however you want to say it. If it were me, I'm leaning towards Laviolette or Babcock just because, I don't know, I'm bigger fans of them. But if you're not ready to make a move exactly right now, just stick with Dean Evason. Let him ride out the rest of the year. If the team responds, give him a shot next year. If the team done, move on. I think that's the best thing to do in that scenario. Now, as far as the Hurricanes, they did have one other note. They had a trade where they traded Julian Guthrie to the New York Rangers and in return got defense to help with some things down the road, and it's going to help also with depth going into a potential playoff run with some of the injuries going on, such as Dougie Hamilton. And the Kings are having a fire sale. They sent Martinez to the Vegas Golden Knights, and they sent Tyler Toffoli, one of my favorite players, followed that guy for a long time, ever since he played Manchester. He has been sent to Vancouver. So, hey, if if my idea holds true that Vancouver comes in next year to play against the Canes, you'd see Tyler Toffoli. Dude is a exceptional, exceptional player. Last but not least, I want to talk about the Stadium Series, because yes, I watched the Stadium Series. It was great. At the Colorado Avalanche, it was at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. It just, what a great game, what a great venue. Speaking of which, one of the last things he did as a King, Tyler Toffoli, strikes early in the first. Gerard equals in the second for Colorado. Gruber got hurt when Pavel Francouz ran into him. Toffoli, with 2 minutes left, then the empty netter for the hat trick. So I guess that was what helped get him out of town, was he scored the hat trick. As the Kings win this 3-1, and as much of a kind of dumpster fire as the Kings are, every time these outdoor games happen, it seems like the least likely team usually ends up figuring out a way to win. And the Kings did. So congratulations to them on that. Congratulations to the NHL in general. These outdoor games are fantastic, whether it's the Stadium Series, whether it is the Winter Classic, whichever it is, this is what they're after. They're after these sorts of things to get the people to show up and get the interest there and to get these good matchups to feature the venues they are at, feature the Air Force Academy, feature stadium, and show the passion that is the nationwide National Hockey League. But that's everything I got for this week. Shout out to everything and everybody who allows us to have to come on each and every week and talk hockey with you guys. This has been Board Check. Future Endeavors. We will see you guys next week. Go Canes. Go Preds. Go Glabs. Go Rabbits. Go watch hockey. Let's get ready to rumble! Feel the fire inside the rear. It's nice and only know how to win.